I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language. Are we protecting women to death in America by the way medicine is practiced? Well, that's the provocative title chapter in the book All Natural by author Nathaniel Johnson, who contends that, quote, it's clear that many of the attempts across history to assist women in labor having a child have done more harm than good. Nathaniel, welcome to Body Language.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Nathaniel, have we medicalized birth to a point where we are regressing, moving backwards in infant mortality rates? Now, is that what you're contending in All Natural?
We're seeing maternal mortality rates actually rising in the U.S., and infant mortality rates are pretty flat, but they're going down in other countries that are comparable to us. And part of this problem that I do contend is caused by too much medicine during childbirth.
Too many interventions.
Too many interventions, exactly. I want to hasten to say that all of our medical expertise has really improved things over the years, since the 1900s, when childbirth was the quickest way to die, to today. But we're starting to see diminishing returns.
You and your wife had a child, well, less than 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Did your wife have a hospital birth, or did she sit under a pine tree and
dabble her feet in the stream while a Pegasus came down? And no, she that's sort of the vision that I had, that I wanted her out in the pine forest. But we ended up having our child. She was in a hospital, and that was we chose a hospital that we felt was up to date, that wasn't going to be using interventions that weren't evidence based.
Did you get what you wanted?
More or less. It was a pretty good place. Nothing's ever perfect, but yes.
You have said in the book, under the subtitle Birth in Eden, that all the evidence showing that human meddling can make birth more dangerous brought me back to my initial idea that birth was uncomplicated and safe until we, quote, mucked it up. There's a tendency, however, for this line of thinking to spiral into absurdity. If medicine falls under suspicion, so must nutrition and culture and women themselves. Modern women are too weak and fragile to give birth. The argument goes, they are too terrified by their physicality, too posh to push. What do you mean by that?
Well, there's this idea that the modern woman just isn't good enough anymore. That there were these amazing, strong cavemen women who could give birth really easily, and for them it was really safe and natural.
Drop the kid, grab the plow, go back to work.
Exactly, right. Exactly. And we just changed things by. You know, wearing deodorant and not plowing every day. And that's really not the case. Birth has always been pretty difficult for humans.
You say that maternal mortality has gone from 6 deaths per 100,000 births in 1999 to 14 per 100,000 births in 2006. And you also suggest that the prevalence of C-section or cesarean births in the U.S. may have something to do with
right,
that.
Right. So those are the statistics from California.
Well, you also say in just the last decade, the cesarean rate has increased from 22% to 32%, which amounted to 500,000 additional surgeries each year, an extraordinary investment of money and medical resources. Is this part of the problem?
We've seen this huge increase in the cesarean section rate, and we haven't really seen a benefit from that. We haven't improved health outcomes for mothers or babies. And in fact, for mothers, certainly, it's getting more dangerous to get
birth. These are also elective procedures. A woman says, I would like to have a cesarean at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon. That's when I'd like to have my baby. Doctors are loath to argue with patients, even though they may try to persuade someone to have a so-called natural birth.
It's one of those things where it's very tricky to pin down who initiates it. The surveys asking the doctors how many of their C-sections are elective show very large, like 15%. But when you ask the women if they'd like to have an elective surgery, women, it's like 1% of women say, I'd really prefer an elective C-section, all things considered. So there's this funny...
There's a disparity.
There's a disparity there. And there's this funny thing that happens. It's hard to pin down who has the influence and who first introduces the idea and who really pushes it.
Our guest is Nathaniel Johnson, author of All Natural. You can learn more about Nathaniel and the book All Natural at allnaturalbook.com. What is the solution to, if there is one, or if we should propose one, to the exponential increase in the number of cesarean births in America?
You know, one is a better method of induction. When the time comes that a woman, there really is good medical evidence that a birth should start before it goes on too long. Doing an induction really slowly so it mimics the body's natural process over the course of several days even, rather than doing a sort of slam-bam, thank you, ma'am, quick induction. And it kind of gets into the weeds quickly, but there's all sorts of these little clinical changes that could be made to reduce the risk of C-section.
What about an informational campaign to try to persuade women, as we did many years ago with breastfeeding, that a vaginal birth, a, quote, natural childbirth, is really preferred to avoid the increased risk that a surgery provides?
Yeah, perhaps. I think that's something that people are talking about. And it's really... you know, it really gets back to the question of how many women go into the doctor's office saying, I want a C-section. And if that percentage is really high, then it would really make sense to have an informational campaign. The best evidence that I've seen is that percentage is still pretty low.
You say, even in the best cases, birth is a tight squeeze for women, no matter how well-hipped. Humans have the highest brain-to-body weight ratio of any mammal. The head of the average human baby, 4.5 inches by 3.7 inches, is close to the dimensions of the birth canal of the average woman.
Right.
That's pretty amazing.
By just a quarter of an inch or so on each side. So we're really the only ones that... only species that have made this trade-off where we've had really difficult births in exchange for big brains.
So with that in mind, perhaps women should pick up a copy of All Natural to learn more about their capacity to have a natural childbirth. Don't try this at home, kids, but it's a fascinating subject, and I think that women should really seriously consider a natural childbirth instead of frequently deferring to having a cesarean section. Would you advocate that?
Well, I would just say get all the facts. And I think that the obstetricians and midwives that are out there by and large are really smart, knowledgeable people. And if women go in and ask for an open conversation and really want to be well informed, they're medical providers will work with them, because the rule has been once a cesarean, always a cesarean. And so you have that first child via surgery, and then if you, however many kids you have from then on, they've all also got to be surgeries. Now, this is changing, fortunately. Cesarean section is not a simple surgery, and there's a lot of complications that can happen with it. It's really a deceptive surgery because it is so simple in the moment. You do it, it's really easy, it's really, really safe, and the woman walks out the door with the baby, everybody's happy, and the complications only start to rack up years down the road.
You can learn more about those facts in the book All Natural, by Nathaniel Johnson, A Skeptic's Quest to Discover If the Natural Approach to Diet, Childbirth, and Healing and the Environment Really Keeps Us Healthier and Happier. You can learn more about the book at allnaturalbook.com. Nathaniel, thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language.